We have broadband, a very well-designed surprise entry from Russia. You don't hear about Russia in the scene very much, and this is a superb effort.
And we've already heard from them twice.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Believe it or not, this was not entered at a demo party. It's a rare non-party release, but I believe it was intended to be released at DreamHack, which is a Swedish party, but the guys didn't get a chance to make it out there. So rather than waiting for another party, they just released it as is. And despite the notion that it wouldn't be as popular, it's very good. Yeah, got quite a bit of attention.
Yeah, I mean, it's more than there's an obvious gimmick of, you know, broadband network, etc. But it really comes together, and they keep pulling new variations on the same theme out of it.
Right. I think I made a little note in the booklet description that it looks like they're trying to advertise something. And you'll see more and more of that.
This could definitely be a cell phone or ADSL advertisement.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd like to see advertisements like this, to be honest.
But, well, and at the same time, I think if they are, I mean, they're parodying an advertisement, you know.
Right, they're just
very sarcastic, you know.
They're just taking, like, icons, like the arrows or the people.
Right.
Still and just sort of, like, making something really abstract out of it.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack is unusually ambient. You would expect some kind of dance soundtrack for it, but it went a little lighter, and I don't think it really makes much of a difference. I think it's still as good as any other demo.
Yeah.
Funny, it looked like they had a basketball player, and that yeah. I just thought that was linked to the BB and broadband. It's a letter demo.
This sequence right here is really reminiscent of Beyond the Mind's Eye. The way the music cuts in and how it sounds and the visuals, that just struck me. It's very Jan Hammer, you know, Beyond the Mind's Eye-ish. This demo is fixed at 25 frames a second, which makes sense for them because they live in the world of PAL. It helped me out because it meant I could capture it 4x, 4 times anti-aliasing, and nothing, you know, the demo ran at the same speed. Why don't we stop? Crap!